getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It's an oldie show because all the records are old. We only play records on this show. We don't play any CDs or any of that high-tech fancy stuff because I don't believe any of y'all have digital ears. I think you got analog ears, so it only makes sense. And, of course, it's old-time music because old-time music, so it's the old-time oldie show. Get it? Made perfect sense when I came up with this show about 10 years ago. So there you go. 4th of July week. It's 4th of July season. I don't know if you still have your 4th of July tree up and hung your 4th of July stockings under the fireplace or whatever, but it's likely that the 4th of July is coming up or it's just gone by, all depending when you happen to be hearing this show. Got a Happy Louie record just for the 4th of July coming up in the show this week, so we'll see how it goes. Got our official 78 RPM record, Genuine Shellac Music. You know how it is. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78. I don't have anything fresh, so I'm going to go back to the bottom of the stack and see what we started with a long time ago. And that stack is a whole bunch of teetering old records with a squishy laptop case in the middle and a VCR about halfway through the stack. And I don't even know how that got in there. It's going to be an interesting challenge. And what is that game? Jenga. That's what they call it. So we'll see how it goes. Other than that, let's just roll some music, shall we? Here are the Polka Ambassadors. Y'all know this one. It's Just Because. There you go. The Polka Ambassadors got us rolling here on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, coming at you from whatever you happen to be listening to it on right now. You know, you could be listening on a cell phone, for Pete's sake. You could be listening on an iPad or a smartphone or a computer or a smart speaker. That's a whole thing now, too. Or a radio. Imagine that. are all places where you can be here in the Oompa Hour every week. So glad you're taking the time to do that. Figured out a way to tune this in somewhere. Here's an old one. They're all old ones. Here's one from the Chesney Brothers, though. An especially well-worn 45. It's the Let's Dance Again Polka. Get a little fiddling in this one. There you go. The Chesney Brothers there. The Let's Dance Again Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. 4th of July week is going on. Do you go to the fireworks they have in your area? You know, there's so many places that cheat nowadays. You know, like they move them to a more convenient day. Like when the 4th is on a Tuesday, like this year, they'll have fireworks on Saturday night or Sunday night or Friday night. And now I hear places, they're not even having fireworks. They're having laser light shows because it doesn't go bang and it doesn't start fires. And it's just an all-in-all better thing. Which, you know, I have mixed feelings because I don't go to the fireworks because I've seen fireworks like 60 times. And it's lost its thrill for me. For me, it's mostly traffic and mosquitoes for 15 minutes of stuff I've seen a million times. So I don't get into it. I'm kind of a party pooper that way. And I feel like maybe a laser light show could be. Or they do computerized drone shows now. And it's kind of cool, and I watch it and marvel at the technology. But it doesn't seem as exciting either. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I was just curious. Do you still go to the fireworks? I don't know. I don't anymore. It's like, too much work. I feel so unpatriotic and lazy. All we're doing is making the Chinese rich. Where do you think all those fireworks come from? Billions of dollars is pumped into the China economy every year so that we can celebrate American independence. By buying crap tons of Chinese fireworks. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. There's Al Soika and the orchestra. It's the Nancy Polka. Al Soyka's Orchestra there. That's the Nancy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Oh, man, did I tell you last week? I think I mentioned that I was going to have to go to the dentist. Did we discuss that last week? I think we did. I think I said I'd do a follow-up this week. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember. But anyway, I had to go to the dentist. I'm one of those people who would rather die than go to the dentist. I would volunteer for exploratory experimental open-heart surgery before I would go to the dentist. And I don't know why. I don't remember anything traumatizing ever happening. I don't remember anything terrible happening when I was a little kid. I don't remember anything in my adult life that was especially bad. In fact, most of the time when the dentists know I'm a chicken, you know, they go out of their way to be fabulous. And overall, I would say my experiences have been good. But nonetheless, it still scares the crap out of me. I can't do the dentist thing. They come at you with those pointy little metal things, and I'm like, out of here, man. But I had pain. And at some point, no matter how much of a chicken you are, the pain overrides the chickenness. And you suddenly become, I don't care. I got to go. So, of course, my dentist, I'm serious now. I don't go for a long time. And my dentist retired. And a different dentist's office took over his patients, and my wife was already a patient there, and so I didn't have established care at a current living, functioning dentist. And my wife called him in the morning and said, hey, my husband's really got to get in, and I'm a patient there, and we have the same insurance and the same deal. It would be real easy. And by some miracle, they had a cancellation that day, and I got in at 12 minutes after noon. I thought, what, are they going to work on me when they're having a sandwich? It's lunchtime, for Pete's sake. And they got me in. I was there for 3.5 hours. And I don't know, but to me, that seems like a really long time to be at the dentist, you know? And again, they were fantastic. The nurse or dental assistant or whatever you call them was super patient, super nice. The dentist was super nice, clearly knew exactly what he was doing. And he says, have you ever had gas before? I've had gas. I've had sedatives before I leave for the dentist. I've had sedatives at the dentist. I've been to the oral surgeon sometimes when the dentist gave up on me, where they just knock you out and fix it. And I said, I had gas at my old dentist 20 years ago, and I swear it did nothing. It's like I just laid there going, yep, this smells like bubble gum, but nothing's happening. And I don't know, man, they must have changed the gas since the old days, or else the old guy was just pretending that he had some. Because I was higher than a kite in about 2 minutes. And I had no real concept of time, but it was like being at a Grateful Dead concert. I felt like I was tripping in the 70s. And they worked on me for over 2 hours. And I guess it was successful. Nothing hurts anymore. Now I got to go back in a month because I had to do a temporary repair. I don't even know what they're doing. There was something about drilling holes, ripping out roots, putting in medicine, putting in temporary something or others. Because I told him, I said, don't tell me anything I don't need to know. Tell me things on a need-to-know basis. Otherwise, just do what you need to do and don't tell me about it and don't show me anything. Don't go, look, here's your old tooth. I don't want to know. So I survived the dentist. Now I got to go back in a month. So you can expect another report. At the time of this report, I could have played an extra record. Anyway, let's go. Here's an oldie. They're all oldies. It's Ted Powers and his orchestra. It's the Twinkle Polka.
Thank you.
go. A little Ted Powers in the orchestra doing the Twinkle Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum here for just a minute and invite you to stop by. It is traveling season, you know. People are going places. And if you're going to be in the area of Superior, Wisconsin, or Duluth, Minnesota, I mean, they're like the Twin Cities here, across the bridge from each other, you could visit the World of Accordions Museum. They're right there on Belknap Street in Superior. It's easy to find. And they got 1,400 accordions. You just set your GPS to identify accordions, and it will lead you there. It's like true north to a music aficionado. Man, it's a cool place, though, besides the accordion display. There's a lot of stuff in the museum, musically related, history related to the musicians, the instruments, the history of the people, the lands they came from. All that good stuff. A lot of good immigrant stories. A lot of research material. Man, if you need to know anything about the music of the people, that is the place to start, man. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. All the info is right there if you're going to be in the area. Even if you're not, make a destination spot. It's a pretty part of the country to visit if you've never been up this way. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them, all right? Now, I got a little Wally record here. And it's another one of those records where they sing it in Polish, so I have pretty much no idea what they're singing. You'd think after all these years of playing polkas and listening to people sing in Polish that I would pick up a little bit, wouldn't you? But no, it doesn't seem to work out. You know, what is that thing they advertise on the radio commercials all the time? Where you learn conversational whatever language by listening to those tapes. I don't think any of it would sink into me at all. The record looks like it says it's called I Like Your Golobki, is what the title looks like it says. I have no idea. And this doesn't even credit the Lucky Harmony Boys or anything. It's just Lil Wally here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Bierz mnie, Maryś, bierz mnie, Maryś, niech się nie tłucze. Żeńcie ze mną, żeńcie ze mną, gorzołkę rzucę. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Nie będę więcej popijał, ani wędrował. Tylko ciebie, moja Maryś, będę całował. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Będę ciebie tak szanował, lepiej niż siebie. Weź mnie Maryś, będziesz jak w niebie. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Maryś jemu odpowiada, nie wydam cię, nie. Bo mamusia i tatusik mnie potrzebuje. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me. Ja chcę ciebie, Maryś, and your gołąbki. O Maryś, you are for me.
All right, there you go, a little Lil Wally for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I did make our selection from the pile of 78s over here for later when we do Everything's Great on a 78. And I didn't even go to the bottom of the stack because there's one in here that caught my interest originally and I played it. And I don't even remember it specifically, but it's a Louis Prima record, Louis Prima and his orchestra. It's the I Love to Polka Polka. And it's on Robin Hood Records, and it's like a test press. The label is just somebody typed it on a white record label and stuck it on the record, so it doesn't even have an official thing or anything. And I thought anything called the I Love to Polka Polka has got to be a good one, right? So that's coming up as our official 78 of the week here in just a little bit. Now, this next record, I got a beef with the people at the Mercury Record Company, even though this record's probably 65 or 70 years old now. They're not going to listen to my complaint. I have Elsie Schultzenheim by Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman. And it says right on the record that it's an instrumental. And as I put the record on the record player before I even started playing it, I was like, that's wrong. I know there's singing in this one. Who's the cat at Mercury Records who's in charge of deciding if there's any singing? You listen to this record. Tell me if you hear anybody singing, all right? I think it's pretty obvious.
You see eyes big and round, one is black and one is brown.
That's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
If she's tripping down the street and you notice two left feet.
That's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
She works for a doctor, she makes money quick. She stands right outside his store to make people sick. Pearly teeth are in her mouth, one point north and one point south.
That's my Elsie
Schultzenheim. Kisses, they taste like vine, vine made out of turpentine.
That's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
Then I kiss her, there's no fuss, like a hippopotamus.
That's my Elsie Schultzenheim.
She's got more elation than a nation, no doubt. It looks like a riot when her family goes out.
Oh, her shape is a total loss.
That's mine, Elsie Schultzenheim.
I don't know. I just always love that record. And obviously, it is not an instrumental, like it says right here on the label of this Mercury 45. Come on, you guys. Somebody in Chicago wasn't paying attention. I got to put that one over there. I'm not putting that in the regular Dunn pile, because that's a record I'm going to need later. Gene Heyer and the orchestra up next here. And this is the Silk Umbrella Polka.
One, two. Thank you.
right, there you go. They get the enthusiasm award for the show so far. Gene Heyer there, the Silk Umbrella Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, you know, in every show, we always make it a point to include at least one waltz. And I got one for you. In fact, it was the next thing on the record stack here, happened to be a waltz. So I thought, well, might as well just play the darn thing. No point putting it off till later. And then I got to get our 78 ready to go here, and I got to get our 4th of July record ready to go. I got a lot of work ahead of me yet. Here's the Jolly Fisherman and the Red and White Waltz. There you go. There's your waltz for the day. Dancers, you can sit down and relax now. The pressure's off, all right? That's the Red and White Waltz. That's the Jolly Fisherman here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another round of all this insanity here on the old show. Remember, too, that if you have a request or a question, comment, dedication you want to get in or some sort of thing like that, you can reach Oompa Hour World Headquarters in a number of ways. I wish we had a bat signal, but we don't. But you can use a phone. A regular old dial phone that's screwed into your wall since 1948. That'll work. You can call 218-259-2985 and leave a voice message. That's 218-259-2985. And if you're a fancy pants, you can send a text to that very same phone number, 218-259-2985. If you want, you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can do the Facebook thing, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That'll work, too. Whatever you want to do. Request dedication, question, comment, recipes. I don't care. You send me a recipe, I'll send you a different one back. How's that sound? Here are the Musicals. We've talked about this song before because I had an email from a listener once a while back, and he said, I swear there's a song about them finding beer in heaven. I was like, of course there is. And he said, well, I called up the Polka radio station here, and they didn't know anything about a song that said they did find beer in heaven. And then he said, and I called up the music store, and they didn't find anything about it, and I couldn't find it on the Internet. And I said, well, that's because you didn't come to the source of the information, which would be the Oompa Hour. Here are the Musicals. Well, you're listening to this. I'm going to get our 78 of the week ready to roll.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear.
In In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear.
In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why, yeah, yeah, why, yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer.
Ah, there you go, the musicals. Yeah, there's beer in heaven, at least one keg we can document right there in that record here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Speaking of old-time now, let's go back to the days of the 78 RPM records. Don't watch them going around to make you dizzy and you throw up, man. It's not good. But everything's great when it's on a 78. That's the saying around here. And I pulled this one out. We played this one months ago. And I was going to go to the bottom of the stack of played 78s because it's about 50 or 60 records high. So I'd be going back a year before I pulled out. I got a couple of boxes of 78s I got to get through. I can't get through them. There's so much stuff in the garage. I bought a record collection and there is so much stuff in the garage we can't even get either car in. And I can't get to the, there's several boxes of polka records and a lot of boxes of 78s. I know there's some good polkas lurking in there. And I can't even get to them. I'm trying to work my way through, but it's like 90 degrees and it's humid and there's mosquitoes. Ah! Anyway, so we played this one months ago and I just think the title is insane. And Louis Prima is always a good time. This is called I Love to Polka. See? You can't miss with a title like that, right? It's Louis Prima and his orchestra.
I love to polka, dance to polka, polka. I just want to polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to do the rumba, the tango and the hop. But since I learned to polka, it seems I just can't stop. I love to polka, dance to polka, polka. I just wanna polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to go to movies, the opera and the zoo. But since I learned to polka, that's all I ever do. I just want to polka, 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 polka. I polka every morning, I polka every night. I polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright. I love to play post office and spin the bottle, yes. But since I learned to polka, I think I like it best. I like the polka in the morning. I polka in the night. a polka, polka, polka when the sun is shining bright.
All right, Louis Prima there. He loves to do the polka, polka, polka. I don't know. Here on Tim's Hoompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I got to get that Happy Louie record in just in time for 4th of July week. We'll get to that here in a couple of minutes. Let's do Eddie Skeet's Orchestra. It's Uncle Joe's Polka. There you go, Eddie Skeets and the band here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you I had a record I was playing because it's 4th of July season. You're probably not hearing the show on 4th of July, but it is 4th of July season, and I always pull out this Happy Louie record. It's the Star-Spangled Banner Polka, and usually I have other patriotic polka records that I lose track of during the course of the year. And then when like 4th of July comes around or Memorial Day or Veterans Day or whatever, I can never find them. And for some reason, I can always find this Happy Louie record. So this is the one that kind of gets played all the time when we get in one of these great political song kind of deals here. So as it is 4th of July week, here's Happy Louie and the Star-Spangled Banner Polka.
Washington and Mary, and Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving over the land of heroes brave and true. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, in a distant land so many miles away. And great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Mary, and Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving.
There you go. Happy Louie there, the old Star Spangled Banner polka. We get that one in every 4th of July week here on the Oompa Hour, and I got to really pay more attention during the year and save some of my other patriotic polka records because they get lost in the shuffle every year, and I think I put them on a separate shelf, and it turns out I really didn't, and well, you know how that works out, all right? Here's the Steel City Brass, the Shoe Goes on the Other Foot polka.
How long did you think you could go on hurting me? And I'd be your fool and wait at home alone. You go on and have your fun like you were free. Tonight I'll have some pleasures of my own. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. Each time you walk out the door, you walk on me, and leave the door wide open for the blues. Fly away from me like you were free. You must think there are wings upon your shoes. But the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight.
There you go, the Steel City Brass. The shoe goes on the other foot tonight here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, we are flying right through the show again, aren't we? It always seems like the hour goes by kind of quick. Now, here's a record. This record I have for a long, long time. I remember having the record, but I haven't had it since I started doing this show. So it hasn't been on the show before, even though you're going to think so, because it's a Shimoleski Funtime record, and we play a lot of their songs. So it's going to seem like we just have always played this one, but I swear I have not seen this album in ages. I found this in a box out in the garage last week. It's the Spoonful of Sugar album. And it's got the Spoonful of Sugar polka on it. And, I mean, I know the song, and it seems super familiar to me. But I know it. This record has not been in the house in 10 years or longer. So if you're ready, Mary Poppins fans and Sugaraholics, here you go.
Every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, the medicine go down. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. We'll buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower they sip, and hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, the medicine go down. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
There you go, the Shemileski Fun Time Band there with the Spoonful of Sugar Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And now that record has been saved from a box in a garage and ready to live another life here on the show. I'm going to see if I can't maybe squeak in two more songs this week. I'll see how it goes. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, we'll see what we can fit in here. I don't know, not a lot of time to work with here. Let's do the House Party Polka, Eddie Lash. And, of course, the next line is, and his star concertina. It says that on all the records, Eddie Lash and his star concertina. Go, Eddie Lash and his star concertina there in the House Party Polka. And I'm just going to fill this show right out to the end. We're going to squeak in a quick little Whoopi John Peanuts Polka here to fill out the end of the show. What do you think, huh? right, there you go. Snuck that one right in. We didn't really have time for that, but I don't care. There's Whoopi John's band there and the Peanuts Polka. And that makes this an overfull show this week. Isn't it exciting? It's like when you overfill your gas tank, you know, and it's dribbling down the side of the car.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.